If you went to a shop to buy some meat and the man was running it there that cut the meat,
the butcher shop.
Okay. If the meat has been kept too long, you say that the meat has done rot.
Well, you could say it was rank or spoiled.
All right. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Souse meat.
Okay. Our head cheese, have you ever heard that term?
No, but that would be that souse meat, I guess, because it's pressed. It's real pressed.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I don't know. I never ground any hog liver.
Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
Oh, no.
Okay. Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it?
No.
Okay. Suppose you'd kept the butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
It'd be tasting cheesy and be getting to taste like cheese.
Okay.
Sometimes we used it for cooking, you know, if it didn't taste fresh enough for the table, then we would use it in cooking, and like baking cakes and things, and it, you know, it wouldn't have that taste.
Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Clabbered milk.
Okay. What do you make from it?
From the clabbered milk.
Yes.
That's what you churn to make the butter.
Did you ever make any kind of cheese out of it?
Mm-hmm. You can make yogurt.
Okay. What was yogurt?
Yogurt is really clabbered milk, and you can use it plain, or you can put different flavors in it.
Okay.
But you have to let the milk clabber before you churn it to make the butter.
What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking?
Well, on the farm you strain it to see, you know, if any hair got off the cow in it or anything. It was a very, very fine strainer, and it would strain out anything that fell into the milk while you were milking.
What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Apple pie.
Okay.
Or apple cobbler.
How did you make that?
You use biscuit dough and cut it in strips, and you put a layer of apples and a layer of the dumpling type strips over it, and another layer of apples because you got the deep pan full, and then you put a top crust on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the top crust you'd sprinkle sugar and butter.
Sounds good.
It was good.
Somebody has a good appetite, and you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Did you ever use the term victuals?
Yeah, victuals. Yeah, back when I was a real little child, they always said victuals. Set the victuals off the table. Put the victuals away.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying put the food off the table, they say put the victuals off the table.
What do you call a sweet liquid that you pour over pudding?
Cream.
Okay, what would you call the milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie?
You call it, but I know we did it.
You ever call it dressing or sauce or anything?
Yeah,
like that?
It could be sauce.
Okay. What do you call food you take between meals?
A snack.